You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I would say over the years, we have handled just about every kind of issue that you could think could come up in a relationship. But I don't recall hearing this one before. This was a Facebook message from Janelle. And she says, she did boys in all caps and an exclamation point.
Very nice.
And a Z. Boys, I need help from you, and hopefully some of your listeners will understand what I'm talking about. My fiance is a wonderful man. He's very sweet and generous with me, and he's good with my two kids.
Oh.
So you know what's next, don't you?
But,
one thing really bothers me. He is, and then she puts this in all caps, horrible at comforting. When I have a problem or something really has me down, he doesn't seem to be able to offer any kind of soothing words or wise words or anything. I've even asked him why he doesn't try comforting me, and he admits that he's uncomfortable doing that. And then she writes, but can't you at least try? She says, and she adds here, I don't need someone to completely baby me. But I think when the person you love is down and out, you should make an effort to console them. Anything. I don't think this is a deal breaker, but it does make me wonder about a life with someone like this. What are your thoughts?
Oh,
Janelle. Her fiance, she's already said yes, and I'm assuming she has the ring on her finger.
Sure.
But she's recognizing now that he sucks at comforting.
She's kind of taking a step back going, man, maybe I don't want to go through with this. I kind of get it. I'm not the best at comforting.
I see that.
I've really been working on it lately.
You have?
I really have.
You're practicing your comforting?
Yeah, because there's been some crap going on the past month or two with some family members and stuff, and Nick's been, you know, down in the dumps a little bit, and I have, I've comforted her. Quite a bit.
What is a Jeremy dose of comfort look like?
I've really started to focus more on listening to the problem, making eye contact, putting my device down, my devices, and then offering moral support, recognizing other things in her life that are positive, embracing. There's been a few cases.
You mean physically?
Physical embrace.
Yeah. She's a good hugger, too.
I'm getting really good at comforting.
All right.
Honestly.
It only took 20 years with her.
So the problem in the past is this job has ruined me, honestly, when it comes to comforting.
The radio show?
This radio program, which I've been a part of now for 17 years, has ruined me because a lot of my primary focus on this show is jokes and zingers and looking at the lighter side of things and making light of people's problems. And that really does bleed over into my personal life. And something serious will be happening. And I'm, you know, sitting there with a smirk on my face, and she calls me out. She's like, I know you're thinking of something funny to say right now.
You're not on the show right now, Jeremy.
This isn't the time.
You're not on the show.
Turn it off. Just turn it off right now. So I get if this guy is not a comforting person, where it's really going to start affecting the relationship.
Hey, Josh.
Is he here?
Run in here.
Come here.
When we got this day before yesterday, Josh said something. Didn't you tell us that you are, I think it's...
Grab that mic, buddy.
I think you're on this one right here. Let's see. Are you on this one?
Some of our mics are jacked up right now. There we go.
Didn't you tell us that you stink when it comes to comforting too?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not good. I'm not good at it. And it's
what's your excuse?
It's kind of like what you were saying, Jer, is... In certain situations that are more serious, I tend to try to find the lighter side. That's how I cope with things. That's how I...
Me too. I joke about things.
And I make jokes. And so when someone's like, hey, I need you to be here for me and be serious in this moment, it is just harder for me to do. And so I've had to learn kind of the hard way how to deal with those situations.
I'll give you guys another...
Break up with you.
I'll give you guys another angle on this that... we've talked about on the show a few times that I was very guilty of, and that is trying to solve the problem rather than comforting.
Sure.
because it was like my natural inclination when presented with a problem with somebody that I'm in a relationship with, I would say, well, why don't you do this? Or and I wasn't doing it in
between solving the problem and just giving advice.
If there's a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Check out the beat while the DJ revolves it. Ice Ice Baby.
There is a difference. In fact, it's funny. This just came up not that long ago with Gretchen when something was going on with her. And I think I even stopped and I said, am I right in saying this is one of those times when you're not looking for a solution? And she goes, this is exactly one of those times. So I didn't. I did not try to solve the problem.
What did you do then? You just listened?
I listened, and I talked, and I consoled, and I, like you talked about, tried to support.
Support. That's huge.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you're not doing anything wrong. It's this person's thing, blah, 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 blah. So comforting like that rather than trying to solve.
Here's what you need to do. Here's what I would. I have learned to not include the here's what I would do.
Right.
Here's what I would do.
That's a big one. It's like
that's a minefield.
We're natural problem solvers. And sometimes they just are not looking for that at all.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's funny is we used to have a program director at this radio station years ago. And Jeremy will remember this. His answer to everything was, well, here's how I would have done that on your show.
Right.
Here's what I would have said on your show.
Yeah, we're like, okay, we'll come in and do it.
Yeah. You guys know when you did that whole topic about comforting people? Here's what I would have said.
Right.
And we're like,
okay, let's get in our time machine and redo it then. Where's my DeLorean, jerk?
He was not comfort. You know, so I guess if you think about it, there's comforting in like an intimate relationship. But you also need to be able to comfort your friends and coworkers.
Sure.
Right?
It's a little harder to do the embrace, I guess, with that. Because, you know, when it does come to comforting, a lot of people just need to be held.
A hug.
A hug. And just, you know, a bear hug, a squeeze. And it's hard to do that with, you know, like Josh.
Well, how do you guys explain what I walked in on yesterday then? So we got this note from Maya that I wanted to read because you and Josh and I were all giving some thoughts on whether or not we are good at comforting and what our stumbling blocks were.
Yep.
And Maya says, my husband is the best comforter ever, and it was really an eye-opener after my last boyfriend was the worst. Here's what I learned. Be open to letting someone comfort you.
That's big.
That's the lesson my wonderful husband taught me because he would try to comfort me and I would put up a wall because I was so frustrated or mad at a situation. As he said, I can't comfort you if you push me away. She writes, I'm much better now about letting him do that and it has made a difference.
Sounds like such a soap opera, doesn't it?
But it's so true.
You need to let me in.
And so many times when you're in a situation that's got you so frustrated and angry, you almost don't want comforting right at that moment.
Sure, because you're boiling mad.
You're blowing off your
steam,
right?
It's all you can see is red or whatever, you know. And you don't want anyone else getting in your business.
Maybe that's another key to comforting someone is picking up the cues of when they are ready to be comforted.
Not now. I'm not ready to be comforted.
Right. I think after if you're with a person for a while, you learn to read their body language and everything.
Oh, sure.
And you know when you can move in.
Here I come.
Move in for the hug.
I'm getting ready to comfort. Prepare yourself. Hot Angela wrote in on our Facebook. She says, I found this link earlier. You guys might want to check it out. It's the 8 best ways to comfort someone. Well, you can quickly roll through all 8. Number 1, acknowledge their feelings.
Okay.
And then 2, repeat their feelings.
So what you're saying is,
so I see that you're very upset. Are you upset, right? Would that work? That's 1 and then 2.
No, now you just sound like you're clueless.
From what I'm gathering, you're upset. Number 3, draw their emotions out. Tell me why. Why are you feeling so upset?
How did that make you feel?
How does that make you feel? Number 4, don't minimize the pain.
Oh, yeah.
I see that you're in a lot of pain. This is horrible.
Yeah, you know, what that means, if you're minimizing it, somebody is really upset and you're like, oh, you shouldn't be upset by that.
No. You acknowledge you should be upset by that.
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't minimize it.
Yes.
You don't call out and say, oh, that's nothing to worry about.
Correct.
Because then you're being a jerk.
Right. Don't do that. Number 5, be there for them right at that moment. So don't be walking to the kitchen to make a sandwich.
I'll be back to comfort you.
That's a bad situation.
Hey,
hold on.
Hold that thought. I'll be back to comfort you in just a moment.
Where's the mayo?
I've got to get a beer.
Number 6, offer physical affection when appropriate. That's me. I'm going in for the embrace.
When appropriate. Right.
Number 7, express your support. I'm here for you. I am here for you in this situation.
I am your biggest fan.
And then number 8, Dom, I think you're going to like this one. Just tell them they're special.
I hate that one.
You are special.
That's the worst one. The other ones made sense. Now you're being patronizing to someone.
Listen, you're special. You are special. I don't like that one either.
That's the most patronizing of them all. The rest, at least, are being helpful.
Support. Acknowledge their emotions. Yes. Repeat their feelings. Yes. Then you are special. Well... So 7 of them are pretty good.
They should have just done a Super 7 list,
right.
Is what they should have done. So now what are we saying to Janelle? First of all, Janelle, here's what I would say. She rattled off all of these things about her fiance. Wonderful man, sweet, he's generous, he's good with her 2 kids. If you see that he is not good at comforting, I'll bet you can work with him on it gently and slowly. He doesn't have to overnight flip.
No,
but like, look,
Jeremy, that is what Nick Nack did with me. She says, I need more out of you in this.
It took him 20 years, but he got there.
You need to listen. Yeah, put your phone down. And the eye contact is huge. And then sometimes you just need a hug. Just do that, man.
So, Janelle, we know you're listening right now. If you follow Jeremy's track, that means by 2041,
you'll be all right.
Your husband is going to be a really good comforter.
I did text Nick Nack during the commercial. I said, hey, just to clarify, I want to make sure, have I actually gotten better at comforting? And she says, yes, you've gotten better at having serious conversations as well and talking things out and actively listening. And then in all caps, she wrote, finally.
Oh,
I'm doing good.
I like that you needed the validation. You had to write to
him. I just wanted to make sure, you know.
Am I being a good boy?
Like, I felt like I'm doing the right thing. I just need to make sure I am. So.
How am I doing? I need validation.
Extra kisses for me this weekend. I am special.